بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا عارف بالله رومی وقت تبریز دورہ حضرت شاہ حکیم امرت صاحب کا کلام ہوئے تھے. بعد چلے جب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے قدم.
میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء, جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہو وہ ملتزم. میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم. معجزہ ہے کہ آلہ تھے پیمانہ تھے, معجزہ ہے کہ آلہ تھے پیمانہ تھے, وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم, وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم, اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر, اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر, سہل ہو سب کو تاکہ طواف حرم, سہل ہو تاکہ سب کو طواف حرم. ورنہ مالک بناتا جو گھر اپنا بڑا, ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا, کھا کے غش گرتے سب زائران حرم, کھا کے غش گرتے سب زائران حرم. اپنے کعبے کا پھیرا کیا مختصر, اپنے کعبے کا پھیرا کیا مختصر, صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم, صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم. میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم. گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں, گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں, ہے مگر دوستوں پاسبان حرم. ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے, ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے, کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم, کیمروں میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم. رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبہ سے بھی, رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبہ سے بھی, دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم, دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم. ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا, ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا, رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم, رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم. یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے, یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے, ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم, ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم. قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں, قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں, درمیان حرم روزہ محترم, درمیان حرم روزہ محترم. جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا, جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا, اور مکہ میں ہو جا فدائے حرم, اور مکے میں ہو جا فدا حرم۔ بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے، بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے، سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم، سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم۔ آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی یہ حاضری، آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی یہ حاضری، آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی یہ حاضری، ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم، ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم۔ میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، میری قسمت کہاں ہے طواف حرم، جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء، جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء، میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى، اما بعد۔ These are ash'ars and poetry and words of great lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great lovers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person of, like me, really was devoid of all these qualities. I'll only try and understand perhaps the literal meaning of this. What the depths of it, what the depths of these words are, I cannot understand. But literally the words of Urdu, inshallah, will try and put it forward. Allah give me tawfiq of understanding first, thereafter everybody else. Yes, Hazrat Wali Rahmatullah Ali has entitled this poem Sue Teba Chalet Jab Nabi Ke Qadam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the Mubarak footsteps, the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala commanded him to make hijrah and went away to Medina Sharif, that entire peninsula, the peninsula of Hijaz Sharif, how muqaddas it is, how mubarak it is, how blessed it is. And as soon as the moon was sighted for the Eid after Ramadan, Eid al-Fitr, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that now my heart goes out towards Medina Sharif, towards Hijaz Sharif, that oh Allah, people will be coming there in droves and in big, huge, large numbers. Allah, make it possible that I also be amongst them. The least we could do is that even if we are not there, make dua for those who have gone, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their umrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it incident-free, like how in the month of Ramadan came, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua that Allahumma sallim li li Ramadan, sallim Ramadan li, sallimu lana mutaqabbala, that oh Allah, keep us hale and healthy for the month of Ramadan, keep the month of Ramadan incident-free for us, accept it from us now and in the future. Let it incident-free, those who have gone for hajj, who have gone for umrah, may it not be that a person reached there, now he's hospitalized, now something has happened, now he has a stampede, or now it's all the wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody can question, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Our hearts should be there, that they will be saying, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, that oh Allah, we are present, oh Allah, Allah, I'm not there, but my heart is there. وَمِنْ يُعَدِّمْ شَعَائِرُ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That person who will honor and revere the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a sign of the piety of his heart, the sign of the righteousness of his heart. And the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hills of Safa and Marwa, these are mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. Now these people are going towards the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The least we could do is that our hearts are there. We may be here bodily, but our hearts are that, oh Allah, I could also have been there. I could have also been making tawaf. I could have also been at the Rosa Park of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the first couplet, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Meri qismet kaha ye tawaf haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam. That where could it have been in my fortune? That's my good fortune that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called me here. What a mubarak place. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, greatest creation, higher than the arsh, higher than the kursi, higher than everything. That ba'dal khuda buzurg tuhi kissa mukhtasar. That oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are we going to praise you? What word? In other couplets, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi said, that lughat qatir hai. Even dictionaries are incomplete. There are not enough words in the dictionaries. All the languages put together, all the words put together. And then my tongue, The tongue with which I swear, the tongue with which I backbite, the tongue with which I do everything wrong, the feet with which I go to wrong places, my limbs, my mind, my eyes, everything in the wrong. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Mubarak feet that tread here, he made tawaf on the same mataf. He were Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making tawaf around Kaaba Sharif. Oh Allah, me and I'm here, this is only your karam, this is only your compassion. That oh Allah, you are so haleem, you are so kareem, you are so tolerant. Had it been like the time of the Bani Israel, that if a person committed a sin, did something wrong during the course of the night, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to have it inscribed on the doors, that this person did this and that, what would our condition have been? Now, in what place would we have gone? To Makkah Sharif, to Medina Sharif. But what place would we have, with what courage would we have gone? And even up till today, our Ahlullah, our Buzurgan Deen, our Ulama, really, when I go to Medina, if Allah takes us and we go there, I want to be right in front at the Rose Path. There I want to be taking a selfie. There I want to be showing that I was there, I was present. Our Ahlullah, our Buzurgan Deen, they are so scared to even go nearby. They even said that me, I came here, what face am I going to show to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My responsibilities towards the deen, towards the sharia that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, my responsibilities towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have failed in it. I haven't fulfilled my responsibility. What am I going to answer? And we'll try and stay back and we'll try and run in front of this Mubarak place where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak feet had tread, where the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala and Majma'in had walked. Where each and every Nabi who came into this world, each and every Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came into this world, they made tawaf. Today, me, I'm here. Allah, this is your karam. Allah, this is your passion, your compassion. Allah, this is your mercy. This is your generosity. Allah, this is your kindness. Otherwise, I'm not worthy of it. Further, Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Jiste chipke the kal seena hai anbiya, mere seena ko haasil hai wo multazam. That multazam, the door of the Kaaba Sharif, where the du'as are definitely accepted. Today I'm putting my chest against this Kaaba Sharif. I'm the Qibla of du'a when we raise our hands is towards the heavens. But the Qibla of du'a, the multazam, is the multazam itself. There we're putting our... Ye Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his Mubarak bosom. Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala majma'in, they stood there, they made du'a, they begged, they beseeched Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today me, in my condition, oh Allah, you brought me here, this is your compassion. Oh Allah, I'm not worthy of it. But this is your favor, this is your kindness upon me. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Mawjidah hai ke alat e peymana the, waste dunya mein hai Kaaba e muhtaram. That is Kaaba Sharif, inna awwala bayti wudi'a linnas, the first house that was constructed, the first building that was constructed on the face of the earth, was the Kaaba Sharif. Lalladhi bi Bakkah, that one that is in Makkah Sharif, in Bakkah, meaning Kaaba Sharif, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That time there were no scientific instruments, there were no computers, there were no quantity surveyors, there were no engineers to measure exactly the center point of the world. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it, what a great miracle that is, that this is exactly in the center of the earth. Without all those instruments, without all that scientific knowledge which impresses us so much, just during the week somebody said that this 4 or 5 incidents mentioned, that science is only finding out now what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us then. As we learned from here, if it was not really the barakat of this place, then we would have also thought like that. Yeah, science is... Without science, we don't need their authentication. We don't need that they say that yes, it is right and it is this and that and the benefits of the miswak and this is how the eyes work and this is how the feet are formed. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us 14 centuries ago already. Whether they prove it, whether they don't prove it, we still accept it. It is the word of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in those times, these things that impress us today, it was not there. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made, what a great miracle that the Kaaba Sharif is the center point of the universe of the earth. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam, aur banwaya ghar apna yu mukhtasar, sahal hota ke sab ko tawaf haram. In my case, because we don't have understanding, that man kani yuridu harta dunya nu'ti minha. That person who makes dunya after his object, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, according to taqdeer, according to my wisdom, whatever, I'll give you a little portion, what I have decided you will get. وَمِنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ. That person makes akhirat his object, and akhirat his focus, then will increase his portion for him. Will make it so vast, you will make it so... Anyway, Allah said, if it was my case, then a little bit, a few pennies will just take in my pocket, and I will feel a little bit warm, then I will have the best mansion, and I will have the biggest house. And I must show that I'm that person. I'm Mr. I. Anna, just me. Nobody's house is like mine. Nobody's sky is, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the universe, the creator of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the creator of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Rabb, our Malik, our Sustainer, Razaq, Khalaq, everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his house so small. Why? So the weaklings like us, that when we go there, the tawaf becomes easy for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it that his mansion, his house was from Makkah to Bifkal Jeddah. What would have happened? That this is the mansion of Allah, this is Baytullah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A 50 miles in circumference or in diameter, whatever you want to call it. Then how would we have made even one circuit of tawaf? Even now, you know, when people have to make tawaf on the first floor or the second floor and they come back and say it was very, very long. Because had it been so big, then what would have been our condition? We weaklings, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, insan has been created weak. How would we have made tawaf? The wisdom and the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it has made his house very, very brief, very, very small, so that tawaf can become easy for us. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, وَنَّا مَالِكَ اگر ذَرْ بَنَاتَ بَرَا خَا كَ غَشْ گِرْتَ سَبْ زَائِرَانِ حَرَمْ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Malik, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to make his house very, very big like we just said now, then people would have fallen unconscious. And in the heat of Hijaz Sharif, in the heat of Makkah Sharif, 50 degrees, 55 degrees, 60 degrees, then making tawaf in that hot sun, what would our condition have become? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired that everybody must be easy for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Baytullah very, very, very brief and very, very small, as out of compassion and out of kindness towards us. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah says, اپنے کعبہ کا پھیرا کیا مختصر صاحب بیت کی یہ ہے شان کرم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the circus of tawaf very, very small. When there's very less people, in 10 minutes, 7 circus of tawaf a person can do. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it so big, then what should have happened to us? So this is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's compassion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, that he made it so small and so brief for us. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi right, he says, go haram ke paharon pe sabza nahi hai magar dosto paasban hai haram. If you look at the mountains in one couple of Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi said, ya jibal haram, oh the mountains of Makkah Sharif, oh the mountains of the Haram Sharif, that's so beloved to us. These are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They understood what it is, ta'alluq ma'allah. One is we love by the book. That this is farad, this is sunnah, that is nafil, that is mustahab, I must do this, I mustn't do that, that is makruh, that is haram, and he's just living by the book. And one is a person has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A father has got two sons, and he needs a glass of water to drink. He tells them, better bring a glass of water. The big son went and he just took a glass of water, his hands were full of the grease or whatever he was doing. He didn't bother to wash the glass, he didn't bother, he just brought it and presented it, let it. And one is a small son ran, and he took a saucer, he put a serviette, he brought a glass, washed the glass, brought a glass of water. On the way coming back, he fell, and the glass also broke. The water also didn't reach the father. What will the father appreciate? The one from the first, the one that brought it just like that, or the small son where the water didn't even reach? Why this person did it out of love? The small son did it out of love, and he brought it with compassion. Like that, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we will carry it out with that compassion and that love, all masail on its place, which we have to adhere by, we have to stick to them. But when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart, now a person will come into the masjid, will come early. And now I can read, these are the days when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that no days in the year are so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he be worshipped therein, except compared to these 10 days. Now a person, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overtake him. Now you won't have time for other things. Now you won't have time for sports. And now you won't have time for politics. And now you won't have time for by-elections. And now you won't have time for this and for that. These are those days in which the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most accepted, most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overtake a person. And that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself will guide a person towards righteousness. As Surah Al-Asr, one of the shortest surahs in Quran Sharif, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal the entire Quran Sharif, just this one surah, it would have been sufficient to guide a person towards righteousness, to keep him on the straight path. Similarly, with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart. When a person will have ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then nobody will have to tell him that this is halal and this is haram and this is makruh and that is the halal. Person won't just live by the book, it will come out from the depths of the heart. That love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide a person towards what is right and what is wrong. So, Hazrat Allah is saying regarding the mountains of Hijaz Sharif, there is no greenery there. There's no resort there. There's no places of pleasure that a person can go for a picnic or anything. But these mountains are those mountains which testify to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the area where Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was dragged on the hot desert sand, where the rocks was put in on his chest, and he was dragged, and they forced him to renounce Islam and said, Ahad, Ahad, one Allah. One Allah, that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are those mountains which testify to that oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are those mountains which are guardians of the Kaaba Sharif. That they are so high, the Makkah Sharif is in the valley, Kaaba Sharif in the valley. These are the guardians of the Kaaba Sharif, of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, like the mountains are the guardians of Kaaba Sharif, we as the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ought to have been the guardians of the Sharia of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a time when so much corruption and so much fitna, then we've got to hold on to our Ahlullah, and then we've got to go hold on to our elders, and we've got to seek the straight path and follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what will guide us. These are not just ordinary mountains there. They are testifying and giving us lesson of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, وَالنَّحَادِي دَرَخْتُوا مَنْ بَيْچَ ہوئے کیمرے میں لیا کرتے تھے باغِ حرم. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to put greenery there, and there were resorts and all these places of picnics, nice palm trees with an oasis, fountains, then who would have... As it is, you see what is my condition. If I have to go, we are in the tall buildings, we are in the shopping centers, we are now doing shopping and we are doing this, and we are so much distracted from Kaaba Sharif. If there was greenery there and there were picnic spots, what our condition would have been? Then instead of reading namaz in the Haram Sharif, I'll read my hotel room. Now I'm in the Haram, I'll get the sawab. But what is the sawab of being in the Masjid al-Haram itself? What is the sawab of just looking at Kaaba Sharif? What is the sawab of making tawaf? Then instead of spending time there, we would have been spending our time at all the picnic spots and all the greenery which would have been on these mountains. So the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He kept these mountains, pitch black, lava, rock. If you look at it, absolutely, beauty is in the heart. The person who's looking, beauty is in his eyes. These are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What beauty they saw in those mountains. And I will look for beauty in greenery. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is saying that this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah made these mountains like this, that they're testifying to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're testifying to the history of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the history of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, guardians of Kaaba Sharif, surrounding Kaaba Sharif, is a lesson to us. Otherwise, we would have been distracted and totally would have lost the object of our safar, which is the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us there for what He brought us there. It is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whoever He accepts, now He accepted me, accepted whoever it is, we went there and we lost the object, we forgot. Like that, the object of life. Have we followed the object of life? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world for? What is the purpose of life? As Allah always gives us an example of that father who sent his son to set up some business and gave him all his resources. And after 2-3 years, when the father came to see what did the son do, he was enjoying himself. And instead of building up an empire, he went into the squatter camps. Now when the father will come, then what will the father say? Will the father be happy or dead? Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us whatever we needed. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world, my banda, you're going to need air to breathe. Your air is free for you. You're going to need water to drink. Water is in abundance for you. You're going to need your sustenance. Here's your sustenance. You're going to need clothing. Your clothing has been already designed for you. Everything. You're going to need family. You're going to need companionship. Whatever you need, my banda, here is it. Everything. Go into the dunya. But your object is my pleasure. Your object is that you come back and you be successful. Now when we go back and we have nothing to show, then what are we going to answer? And where are we going to go? Where is there an escape route after a person leaves this dunya? Is there any place, is there any person who will be able to help us in the qabr? So all these mountains are giving us great lessons of tawheed, great lessons of the object and purpose of life. that why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us here? Further, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali is writing, Rabbi Kaaba se bhi, aur Kaaba se bhi, dur kar dete humko jibale haram. Had these mountains been green and picnic spots and places of pleasure and entertainment, then it would have distracted us from Kaaba Sharif, and it would have distracted us from Rabbi Kaaba as well. It would have distracted us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Like that caravan that was going for Hajj, Nafil Hajj, nobody can stop another a person from the Fard Hajj, from the obligatory stuff. But they were going for Nafil Hajj. On the way, they met a Buzurg, they met a Wali, and asked them, where are you people going? They said, we're going for Hajj. We're going to do you know who the owner of the house is? And that also we learn here. A person, somebody very beloved, your mother, your father is living in a very far off city. And you go there, and you don't even meet them, you don't even go and visit them, you're not going to visit the house, you're going to visit the owner of the house. You want to visit somebody, and the person tells you that, I won't be there, you can come tomorrow, but I'm not there, the house is there. And you say, I'm not coming to visit the house, I'm coming to visit you. If you're not there, then what's the purpose of me coming there? So this Buzurg, this Wali asked them, if you're going to the house, to the Baytullah, do you know who the owner of the house is? He said, no. He said, stay with me for a while, let me teach you who the owner of the house is. Now when you go to Kaaba Sharif, now when you make tawaf, and now you understand the lessons of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, oh Allah, yeah, oh Allah, I'm present, oh Allah, you brought me here, this is your house, oh Allah, I'm not worthy of it, but oh Allah, I've left everything behind. I may have an empire at home, I may be having so many hundreds and thousands of workers who work for me, but oh Allah, I've sacrificed even my clothing, just two sheets of cloth around me. I'm running around your house, said, oh Allah, where can I find you? Oh Allah, where are you? Oh Allah, how can I link up with you? And now a person will understand. So he said, stay with me for a year, and now you'll understand who the owner of the house is. Now you'll go for Hajj, for Umrah, then it will be a different feeling. Now you'll realize who the owner of the house is. Kaaba Sharif on its place, it's the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my object is, like Allama Rumi rahmatullah Ali said, that, ishakar khushtar, ya ke aake shakar sadat. Is the sugar sweeter, or the being who puts sugar sweetness into the sugar? Jannat on its place, sir ankh par. The object, yes, we want Jannat. But more than that, we want the creator of Jannat. That creator who created Jannah and who will increase the beauty of Jannah in every split second. We want the creator of Jannah. If we've got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we've got everything. Jo ek tu mera, sab kuch mera. That, oh Allah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. Ayaz, Mahmud and Ayaz, when Mahmud made the announcement that on a certain day, I'm inviting everybody, and whatever treasures I'll put forward, whoever will touch anything when the announcement is made, it's his. When the announcement was made, then everybody ran, helter-skelter, grabbing and pulling and somebody taking this and somebody taking that. But Ayaz, in the love of Mahmud, stood and carried on fanning the king. After everything was taken, Mahmud asked him, that Ayaz, as I told you, I made this, and he said, Bacha Salama, are you true to your word? He said, yes. If I take anything, well, yes. He put his hand on the back of the king. And he said, I want you. That if I've got you, this is just one treasure. So many other palaces we may be having. So many other treasures. If I've got you, I've got everything. And that if we've got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've got everything. Jo ek tu mera, to sab kuch mera. Oh Allah, if you are mine, everything is mine. Jo ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. And oh Allah, if you are not mine, if you become displeased, if you are angry for some reason that I have displeased you, then what is mine? Nothing is mine. Then everything in life will seem to be going wrong. Now I had a motor car accident, now I lost my job, now this happened, now that happened, and whatever the case may be, everything will seem to go wrong. And then we'll put the blame at the foot of everybody else, but we won't realize that where it's coming from. It's coming from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the safar of Hajj will teach a person the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all the injunctions of deen that we have to adhere to, we do it out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi writes, in paharo pe bhi hafz tawheed ka rab ki janib se hai intizam haram. On these mountains, like you said, there is the testimony, there is the it is proving to us all the time the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The history of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the deen came to us. But what sacrifices it came to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made arrangement that these mountains be there, the Kaaba Sharif be there, that people will come from all sides. That the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi jal hadha baladan amina, make it a place of safety. Warzuq ahlahu minas samarat, and the people will come here. Allah, you look after the sustenance, you look after the needs. We go there, we find everything in abundance. Whatever, we never ever hear that this year there were so many million hajis, there was a shortage of water. This year there was a shortage of milk. Or this year there was a shortage of this, or there was a shortage of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made arrangement for everything. The dua of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Mubarak place, such a good. One time in the presence of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, somebody took the name of some cities of the world, New York and Paris. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said, "Wo kaun se gaon ka naam hai?" But that is the name of which village? Which village are you speaking about? I'm going to take the name of Makkah City, Makkah Mu'azzama, Madina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama. With love, with zeal, with respect. That these are the places, the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the history of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the history of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From here it is that with what sacrifices this deen has reached us. That Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern that how can we be saved from the fire of Jahannam? How can we be saved from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So for the needs of whoever goes there, Rab ne kiya hai, Rab ki janib se hai ye intizam-e-haram. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. There's so many million people, everybody getting a place to read salah. Everybody getting a chance to make tawaf. Everybody getting a chance to go into hatim. In whichever way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is in place. Beyond our logic, beyond our understanding. Like so many million people, just at the call of the iqama, how everybody fall into their stuff. How everybody read their salah. And again, after the tawaf starts. When they're going back to their places of rest, each and everybody's got a room, a place to stay, a place to put his head down at night. Each and everybody is seeing to his knees, place to relieve himself, to go to the toilet of Allah. If a person cannot relieve himself, you have just realized in this past 2 months, that if a person cannot relieve, that dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ghufranak. Oh Allah, we seek your pardon, we seek your mercy and your forgiveness. Alhamdulillah alladhi azhaba anni al-adha wa afani. Praise be to that being who has removed from me all the dirt and the filth. Imagine that a person is born. And from the day that a person is born, till the day he dies, a person lives 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, whatever the case may be. If Allah didn't have the system of this waste coming out, then I would be sitting here and my stomach would be at the glass door. And then what size of bed we would have had? And what size of houses would we have to build? And what size of roads would they have been? And what size of cars they should have been. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this in Nizam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this system that I eat and I relieve myself. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to that Allah. Who made this system that all the filth can come out of me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the food, when we take it away, that's also the dua that we learned here. غَيْرَ مُوَدَّعِينَ. We're sending the food away right now. But Allah, we are not independent of it. Next meal, we're going to need it again. This hunger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, it's a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person cannot eat. Really we have realized that a person cannot eat. Everything is in front. There's biryani, there's korma, there's chicken, there's roast, there's fruit, there's ice cream, there's dessert. All these things. But the person is not hungry. I don't feel like eating. I've got no appetite. What is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us? Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi is writing, ye bhi hijrat ka ek raaz e takween hai, warna roza bhi hota jawar-e haram. This is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he gave Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the command of hijrat. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went away to Medina Sharif. Otherwise, if Rauza-e Pak was also right next to Kaaba Sharif, now the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the next stanza, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi is writing, pal bhi aasi ke do tukde hote yaha, darmiyan-e haram, roza-e muhtaram. The heart of the lover would have been now cut in two. He would have been he would have been perplexed. What must I do? Must I go to the Haram Sharif? Must I make tawaf of Kaaba Sharif? Or must I go and present myself at the Rauza-e Pak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that. He gave the command to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for hijrat. Now when we go, we can go to Medina Sharif and spend your time, sacrifice yourself today in the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That also how we have learned here. May it be that sometimes you undertake a journey of Hajj of Umrah, specially to visit Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We always say that we're going for Umrah. What did Al-Bid? I'll go to Medina Sharif. I'll visit Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us undertake a journey that I'm going special to Nabi Akram and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to visit him. And while I'm there, I'll go and make Umrah as well. I'll go to Makkah Sharif. So sometimes it should be that way as well. So the heart of the lover would have been in two. That must I go to Haram Sharif, must I go to Kaaba Sharif, must I make Tawaf, or must I go to the Rosa path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wisdom that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Medina Sharif. Now you are gone there. Spend your time in the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sacrifice yourself there. And now when you come to Makkah Sharif, now sacrifice yourself upon Kaaba Sharif, upon Baytullah, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi writes, بت وطن کے بھی حجرت سے سب گر گئے ہیں سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. This nationalism, بت وطن nationalism, I'm sorry, everywhere we go, there's no Muslim like me. We are the best Muslims in the world. We have all this nationalism and all this, I'm better than you, I'm better than that one. And all the idols, the literal idols that were there also, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hijrat, and then after that the Nusra is Daja, Nusrullahi wal Fath, the Nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, how Sharia spread, how Islam spread throughout the world, through barakat of which today we are Muslims, today we have Iman. Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has counted us, amen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with this iman, let us live by it, take us with it and resurrect us with iman. So all this had come to an end with the hijrat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi is writing, aapke ghar mein akhtar ki ye hazri, ek na ahl pe hai khuda ka karam. Allah, these are people who loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They loved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen and Sunnah meant everything to them. And Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi, taking his name and calling himself Na'al, listen to me. That I am really Na'al. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts me to go, this is the favor and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is His mercy that my presence here, my coming here, it's not my effort, it's not my money, and it's not my that I got leave from work and I'm hale and healthy. It's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side. It's Allah's compassion, it's Allah's mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with the realization, put the reality of it into my heart and into the hearts of everybody else.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم اللہ شکر اللہ سر that in the last fortnight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took me once again to Burundi and Tanzania. Alhamdulillah, we are running approximately 1,000, I'm not exaggerating, but we meet mashallah over it again, over and over again, approximately 1,000 madaris in Tanzania, Rwanda, Congo and Burundi. Alhamdulillah, Allah shukr. This to be made specifically to go to Tanzania because to open a markaz like the one that we've got in Burundi. What we've got in Burundi is a markaz where we get ustads. We call the ustads because it's a tadribul mu'allimin cause. A tadribul mu'allimin cause where we train the ustad for 40 days or how long it takes us to train. We train them, then we send them back to the madaris, and every 4 to 6 weeks we're going to supervise them. Alhamdulillah, we've got two ulama from India that are there, and they're doing sterling work, alhamdulillah, Mawlana Khalil Sahib and Mufti Amin Sahib. They're doing sterling work. Now we found that over 1,000 madaris, over 1,000 masajid in the border between Burundi and Tanzania, where there's actually no work taking place. Mashallah, the mashaykhs are there, sheikhs that are qualified in Medina, some in Sudan, some in Libya and different countries. So they have come forward and asked us to conduct this program in Tanzania. So we went to Tanzania and we went and visited a few madaris there, a few of the masjids there, and we made mashwara and we decided that inshallah we'll establish a madkas like how we established in Burundi. We established a madkas in Tanzania where the ustads can come and we'll take 20 to 40 at a time for the 4 to 6 weeks period, train them and then send them back to the madaris, and they were and going to supervise them. So alhamdulillah, we've already got the first batch of 20 that are ready. We've hired a house, we've got a house ready, we've got a small place for them where they can stay, where we're going to feed them. Alhamdulillah, Allah shukr, we made all the intizamat for them, and that is why we had to go there. And alhamdulillah, in Burundi, Allah shukr, with the Hazrat's mashwara, our Darul Uloom is going to be functional from September, inshallah, where our students that have qualified there HIPS, completed HIPS. Now they can go further. Previously, we've been sending them to South Africa. I think there's one student here in Azadville, there's a few in Camperdown, there's a few in Namania. But alhamdulillah, and once they come here, they find it difficult to go back. So we're going to inshallah start the Alim course in Burundi, inshallah. But Allah's father, we've got a nice Darul Uloom, alhamdulillah. And we'll start the course there, inshallah, after September. It was for a few months we had difficulty because the government didn't want us to continue. So we have now, together with that, started, the government accepted the fact that if we have a handiwork class and have whatever courses for students, for the locals, and then we made mashwara, so we started sewing, and we're going to show them woodwork, inshallah. We'll have woodwork. That is, we're taking students, local students, whether they're Muslims or non-Muslims, we'll have them in the morning, and in the afternoon we'll have the alim course. We're not mixing them, we're separating them. In the morning they can go for handiwork, so we satisfy the needs of the government, and in the afternoon we'll do alim course, inshallah. May God Allah accept and let it work on the nation. Jazakallah.